The bitter cold front blanketing much of Texas in snow and ice isn't slowing down Governor Abbott's push to reduce local property taxes.
It doesn't matter whether it's rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Texas legislature is going to be responsive to this pressing demand Texans have to lower their property taxes.
Abbott's announcement took place in the home of Houston resident David Garcia, who explained the type of financial issues a family of five on one income struggles with.
I know the struggle of working hard to get ahead, to make a little more each year, to feed and clothe a growing family. I know the joy of getting that small raise, that little promotion that might mean just a little bit of wiggle room in the budget. And I know the frustration of seeing my property taxes balloon out of control, increasing a total of 45% in just the last 4 years.
Abbott's plan, which he's hoping to make the centerpiece for his re-election campaign, will require counties and other entities to set property tax rates that ensure the revenues that they generate doesn't exceed the previous year's total by more than 2.5%.
Now, this isn't some new novel idea. At least 15 states across the country have a cap like this on property tax revenue growth.
But State Representative Diego Bernal, a San Antonio Democrat and vice chair of the House Committee on Public Education, says there's an even simpler solution to decreasing local property taxes, and that's increasing state funding for local school districts.
Look, the state used to fund the public schools up to 50% of all school finance dollars. Now it's down to 36%, and that's forced local school districts to have to raise their taxes to generate the revenue that they're not getting from the state.
Bernal says, yes, property taxes are too high, but he says that's because Governor Abbott and the Republican legislature rely on rising school districts' property tax collections to balance the state budget. Abbott says, under the plan, cities and counties would be allowed to exceed a 2.5% revenue cap for public safety and infrastructure needs, like hiring additional police officers and firefighters to keep up with population growth, but only with local voter approval. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.